This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Against a backdrop of plummeting farm-level milk prices and farm cash receipts for milk sales, AFBF last week asked the Agriculture Department to provide emergency assistance for the nation's dairy farmers. In a letter to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, AFBF President Zippy Duval said AFBF supported a recent request from 61 members of Congress asking USDA to provide emergency assistance. Duval noted the U.S. all milk price fell to $14.50 per hundredweight in May, the lowest level since 2009. In addition, he told the USDA, dairy farm cash receipts from milk sales have fallen $16 billion since the record's highs of 2014. Did you know that many of our favorite vegetables were bred from the same plant families? The family Brassicaceae, or the mustard family, includes Brassica oleracea, better known as wild mustard. This plant species was modified through breeding to create the kale, cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, collard greens, and kohlrabi we enjoy today. Why sugar beet farmers are all in on GMOs, a Marketplace article, explores the use of GMO sugar beet seeds. Nearly a decade ago, nearly all U.S. sugar beet producers started growing crops that were genetically modified to resist the herbicide Roundup. As consumer sentiment regarding GMO crops tends to be mainly negative, farmers like Duck Youngren of Minnesota are quick to point out the benefits beyond weed control. Youngren says we're saving fuel, we're saving trips over the field, wear and tear on our machinery, the fatigue of the person doing it, not to mention the carbon footprint we used to have is not there anymore. Need a new tractor but not sure what kind? That's no problem with the Case IH Red Tractor Tool. Just answer five simple questions and the tool will make a recommendation tailored to your specific needs. Eligible Farm Bureau members can save $300 to $500 on a new Case IH Farmall or Maxim tractor. Learn more at caseih.com. Once you get your tomatoes home from the grocery store or farmer's market, never put them in the fridge. The chill causes the fruit to undergo a chemical change that weakens flavor and texture, causing faster ripening. The Bloomberg editorial board cited AFBF studies in its August 15th editorial backing immigration reform. In 2010, the year Arizona adopted its landmark law cracking down on immigrants, labor shortages cost American farms $300 million, according to the American Farm Bureau, noted the editorial. Further, while there is no cap on H-2A agricultural visas, the process of obtaining temporary foreign workers under the program is costly, cumbersome, and subject to manipulation by recruiting agents who sometimes cheat the workers they place in jobs. The editorial also made the point that similar to the system for high-tech visas, the one for manual farm labor serves neither employers nor workers well. Country roads are an important part of our route of the route to public office. There's no such thing as a flyover country in an election year, and some lawmakers have learned this the hard way. Farmers and ranchers are fully engaged in the political process. They know their businesses and families have too much at stake to take a back seat during an election. While rural areas have gotten smaller over recent decades, lawmakers can't ignore that America's farmland and the people who live there are at the heart of what built this country and what nourishes it still today. Our nation is run by people who show up and make their voices heard. New reports from the Agriculture Department predict U.S. farmers will continue high crop production. John Newton, AFBF's Market Intelligence Director, explained the numbers. USDA projected the corn yield for this new crop at 175.1 bushels per acre, a new record. Further, a similar scenario happened on soybeans. We saw USDA forecast soybean yield at 48.9 bushels per acre. If those very big production numbers are realized, it would set a record for both crops. Farmers Almanac, in partnership with AFBF, has announced its search for three farmers or ranchers to be recognized as Farmers Almanac Farmer of the Year. The contest, announced in the special 200th collector edition of the 2017 Farmer's Almanac, seeks to recognize and share the dedication, hard work, and contributions farmers make to our world and society. Stories of outstanding individuals who work hard to bring food to our tables are sought. Farmers and ranchers have long used their ingenuity and tireless work ethic to preserve natural resources and build up local communities while producing food, fiber, and fuel for consumers here at home and around the world, said AFBF President Zippy Duvall. We're pleased to join the Farmer's Almanac in launching the Farmer of the Year program. All nominations must be received by January 31st, 2017, and must be submitted online at farmersalmanac.com/farmer of the year. Three winners will be announced in the 2018 Farmer's Almanac and will be offered reimbursement for a one-year membership to the Farm Bureau in the county of their residence and a lifetime subscription to the Farmer's Almanac. Each of their stories will also be featured in the pages of the 2018 Farmer's Almanac and on farmersalmanac.com website. America's farmers and ranchers support free trade, and when you look at the numbers, it's not hard to see why. Between 2003 and 2015, U.S. agricultural exports to countries we have trade agreements with increased more than 136% from $24.1 billion to $57 billion. During the same time period, U.S. ag exports to countries where we don't have trade agreements, excluding China, only increased by 84%. The Environmental Protection Agency and National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recently issued tighter fuel economy and greenhouse gas emission standards for heavy-duty trucks for model years 2019 through 2027. The new rule is expected to yield an additional 10% in emissions reductions over EPA's proposal from last year for a total of 1.1 billion metric tons of carbon dioxide, according to the agencies. The rule covers freight hauling tractor trailers, along with vehicles like garbage trucks and buses, and the biggest classes of pickup trucks. Along with expansive standards for passenger cars and smaller trucks, the vehicle standards represent a major portion of the administration's effort to combat climate change. Do you have high cholesterol or high blood pressure? Have members of your family suffered from these ailments? Do you have a poor diet? If you answer yes to any of these questions, you may want to consider being screened through the services of Lifeline Screening. Lifeline Screening uses ultrasound technology to view the plaque buildup in your carotid arteries, the main arteries that carry blood to the brain. Blockages in these arteries are a leading cause of stroke. We are pleased to host this Lifeline Screening event on September 9th at Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Register for a wellness package, which includes four vascular tests and osteoporosis screening, from $149, $139 with our member discount. All five screenings take 60 to 90 minutes to complete. In order to register for this event and to receive a $10 discount off any package priced above $129, please call 1-888-653-6441. The 10th annual FFA Alumni Tractor Drive in Staunton will be held on September 10th. Registration begins on that Saturday at 7 a.m. in Livingston, Illinois at Livingston Fireman's Park. Donuts and coffee will be served. Shirts and prepaid lunches will also be available at registration time. To guarantee your size is available, pre-order your shirt by contacting Stacy Slifka at 618-781-7435. Leave a message with the name and the size. The ride will leave at 8 a.m. and embark on a country cruise with a pit stop and snack before ending in New Douglas at the car show. There, we will have lunch before heading back to Livingston. There will be scholarship raffle tickets and 50-50 tickets for sale also. We thank you for your support and hope to see your smiling face. Families are invited to enjoy a fun-filled day down on the farm at the Magic House's Fall Farm Festival on Saturday, September 10th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Meet local farmers, check out a real tractor, participate in agricultural activities, and get up close and personal with live farm animals. The Fall Farm Festival is made possible by the Missouri and Illinois Farm Bureaus and is free with museum admission. For more information, visit www.magichouse.org. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.